Meditation helps us diffuse stress and experience greater peace, clarity, and balance. It helps us find a sense of wholeness, strengthen our relationships, and face our fears. Mindfulness meditation, in particular, is training our attention so that we can become fully aware, not only of our own inner workings, but also of what's happening around us in the here and now. Getting lost in distractions wastes our energy, while mindfulness restores it to us. In this guided meditation, you'll hear my voice, followed by periods of silence, and then my voice will come back from time to time. Settle yourself into your chair so that your body is relaxed and comfortable. Gently straighten your back and pull your shoulders back slightly, opening your chest, and then relax your shoulders. Place your hands, palms down, on your thighs. If it's comfortable, close your eyes or gaze gently a few feet in front of you. Please know that there's no wrong way to meditate. Just be at ease. Aim for a state of relaxed and alert awareness. In this meditation, we will direct our attention to being aware of our breath and letting go of distractions in a balanced way. We simply attend to each breath as it flows in and out, and when the mind wanders, as it naturally will. First, notice whatever has captured your attention, and then let go of the thought or feeling without judging yourself for it. In this way, meditation trains us to be aware of the present moment instead of reliving the past or worrying about the future. We will begin and end this meditation with the sound of the bell. Begin with three deep, full breaths, relaxing your body and thoughts with each exhalation. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils, fills your chest and abdomen, and flows out again. Then, let your breathing settle into its natural rhythm without forcing or controlling it. Just feel the breath as it happens, without trying to change or improve it. Notice where you feel your breath most vividly. Maybe it's the in and out movement of air at the nostrils. Maybe it's the rising, falling movement of the chest or the abdomen. You can find that place, bring your attention there, and just rest. Rest your attention lightly, the way a butterfly rests on a flower. And see if you can feel just one breath, without concern for what's already gone by, without leaning forward for even the very next breath, just this one. Be aware of the sensations of the breath. If you're at the nostrils, for example, you may feel tingling, vibration, warmth, coolness. If you're at the abdomen or the chest, you may feel movement, pressure, stretching, release. You don't need to name these sensations, but feel them. Just let your attention rest on the feeling of the natural breath, one breath at a time. To help support the awareness of the breath, you might want to experiment with silently saying to yourself, in, with each inhalation, and out, with each exhalation, or perhaps rising and falling. But make this mental note very quietly within, so that what you're resting your attention on is really the sensations, the feeling of the breath, using the word just as a support. Many distractions may arise: thoughts, images, emotions, aches, pains, plans. Just let them flow on by. If they're not strong enough to actually take your attention away from the breath, just let them go. Distractions can come and go without your chasing after them, or holding on to them, or pushing them away. It's likened to seeing a friend in a crowd. You don't have to shove aside everyone else and say, "Go away." But your interest, your enthusiasm is going, "Oh, there's my friend. There's the breath. There's the breath." Everything else can come and go. Doesn't matter. There's the breath. If something arises that is strong enough to take your attention away, or you fall asleep, or you get lost in thought, don't worry about it. The moment that you realize your attention has wandered is the key moment of the practice, because that's the moment you have the chance to be really different, to try a new response. Instead of judging yourself and berating yourself, and condemning yourself, simply be aware of what has transpired, a compelling thought, a feeling, or whatever has taken you away. Gently let go of it and see if you can begin again. Bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. And if you have to let go and begin over and over again, that's fine. That's the practice. You don't have to get mad at yourself for having a thought. You don't have to evaluate its content. Just realize that you've been lost. Gently let go and bring your attention back. If you find yourself getting distracted by thoughts, you can think of those thoughts as clouds moving across a vast sky. The clouds aren't the sky, and actually the sky remains unchanged by them, however many there are, whatever they may look like. Rather than getting attached to any one thought, you can just let your thoughts float by, just like clouds moving through the sky. If you feel sleepy, you can sit up straighter. Maybe open your eyes if they've been closed. Again, take a few deep breaths, and then return to breathing naturally. Rest your attention again on the sensations and quality of each breath. You don't need to control the breath or make it different from the way it is. Simply be with it. Feel the beginning of the in-breath and the end of it. The beginning of the out-breath and the end of it. Feel the little pause at the beginning and end of each breath. If you realize that you've been distracted or that you've fallen asleep, don't tell yourself that you're weak or undisciplined. Don't give up in frustration. Practice letting go and beginning again. For the next few minutes, continue following your breath and starting over when you're distracted until you hear the bell. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes or lift your gaze. You may want to move your fingers and toes. Remember that awareness of the present moment is available to you throughout your day.